This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Saturday right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's the best way to beat all this. We had Dan Pilla on in the first hour, right? And he's got a clue. Obviously, he's got a clue. So when it comes to the tax issues, and I know, listen, I've talked to you people about it in the past. I know from personal experience. The man knows what he's doing. And he's honest. And he'll tell you the different outcomes based on what you do, the different outcomes based on how much work you want to put in it. So, you know, again, get informed. If you're informed, you're armed. If you're informed, you're engaged. It really is that simple. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, somebody sent me this during, I should have brought it up with him, but I know this is true. You know, there's an article in the Washington Post about the real reason the IRS is behind in processing tax returns. And it really boils down to, you know, they don't know anymore how to handle paper. I mean, in all seriousness, because most of the tax returns are coming in electronically. So they are audited electronically, they are glanced at electronically, they are gone through, requests are made, in most cases, electronically. Right? If something's flagged, it goes to an agent to take a quick look at. Now what you've got these letters going to these mail rooms that haven't been opened, looked at, or even nobody in the mail room. They can only do it a certain way during the pandemic. So they're still behind stuff from now. I think it's, look at 18 months ago. And it doesn't have the ability to manhandle, if you would, that much paper. And they've really failed to adopt, you know, some of the newer scanning technologies that could really significantly reduce this. They can automate probably 90% of this. I don't think they can do it 100%, but they can automate the vast majority of it. And the way they process papers, it really archaic. I mean, which in the shutdown of coronavirus had to make it a nightmare. You know, the manager of that department was slamming his head against the desk, going, "Oh my God, we're going to be screwed when we come back." You know, let me see, 17 million. Okay, so in 2020. They received 17, are you hearing me? 17 million paper 1040 forms. Not short forms, forms. Now, on top of that, they received another 4 million individual amended returns. So if you weren't getting answers, if you were looking, I mean, my God, can you imagine? This means that, you know, keystroking each digit, each letter on a return, somebody's got to go in and hand put in a lot of those forms. Right? And these are all things you got to think about when you're going through this, which is sometimes why you have to really pay attention to what's going on. So now coming up in 2022 for these forms, it's really going to be an issue, right? As of March 18th of this year, the paper return, ready for this? The paper return backlog on original individual and business returns was over 15 million. And they're supposed to, I mean, technically, they're supposed to have your refund to you in a relatively short period of time. I think, I don't know if it's 30 or 60 days or whatever. And a lot of these refunds, I should have asked Dan. I know they don't have to pay you interest. They can't. You know, and paper, I mean, think about it. For the IRS, paper's like kryptonite. Just brings them to their knees. So if you really want your return drug out over a period of time, then go for it. Send it in by paper. Right? So, anyway, don't play with them. Dan's got the answers for you. If you really get into an issue, really get a problem, you really don't know what to do, hop on his website, grab, look at the books. I think they start at $19.99 or $29.99. And at any price point, you're getting 10 times the advice, you're getting 10 times the help than you would get if you had to pay a full fee for somebody like him. Seriously, he's a good guy, he's an honest guy. I do get people who've been listening to the show that have used him, and I'm getting a lot of positive feedback, if you would. All right? Now, how many people, what do we have in this country? 340 million, give or take? Somebody just sent me, this is great. Last year, Americans visited the IRS refund website 630 million times. I mean, think about that. They're like, where's my money? That's kind of where they're at. When you want your money, you get it 24 to 48 hours. Giving me back the money, what happened? When am I going to get my money? So I always find this stuff really, really, really interesting. Because, again, you get nailed good if you're not there. If you don't have it, you're not there. I mean, you get nailed good. On the other hand, they just go, yeah, you know what? We're backlogged. We'll get to you shortly. Joe Messina, your host, coming up. DHS is going to create, well, for all intents and purposes, a ministry of truth. Think about that. The government's going to create a ministry of truth. We'll be back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. I'm being your host. Always a pleasure. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5566. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed. Please don't spew that stuff you learned 50 years ago that may or may not be true. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Haven't heard from him in a while. Ed from Washington. You want to talk about the IRS? I was just starting to calm down.
That's okay. The majority of the things what you say do need great improvements, but one of the shining examples of when you have a division manager that knows and does his job are the first responders. Those are the ones that after you go through the selection, they transfer you off to the department or division you're looking for. They are phenomenal. They almost immediately answer after you go through the selection that they give you. They are really great. They do it quickly and authoritatively. And I just want to give a heads up for those people. And the division manager who they hired should be training those other departments, because they accumulate less because they're a specific subject matter. But the people that are first responders should be given a heads up and a thank you for the job that they're doing.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that, because we're talking about the IRS, the first agent you get on the phone, correct?
Mm-hmm. And the one that you asked for the forms, they're the other ones that are in the first responder division. They're doing a great job.
So Dan was telling me that when they're trained, because the, you know, the code is so big, they actually have books in front of them, or they have ways to, you know, to quickly search and look for answers, which helps them, you know, make sure they give you the right information. And people, you know, you really got to make sure that you get the full info, write it down, take notes. You can't tell you how many people, to your point, they'll get information, they write it down wrong, and then it costs themselves money, you know, and they get mad at everybody else. But, yeah, I mean, I look, at most of those people are trying to do the right job. I agree with you there, but, man, knowing that code,
the other divisions, I've had to wait almost over 2.5 hours and not get a response when they say that this line is busy. And I've had it because I'm involved in a court case thing. And it's just frustrating. I've called 8 times for several weeks and not get a response after I'm transferred.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the manpower, and they receive far less calls than the first responders, who I figure get about 185 million calls that they have to manage. That person that handles that department should be given some recognition of some type with the people that participate that he's hired, because they're doing a great job. The other people, hey, not so much.
You were close at almost 200 million calls last year to the IRS.
Oh, well, I just figured 185 million because based on our population.
Oh, yeah.
And,
all right. Hey,
you know,
have a great night. I appreciate you calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, we like to make the fun. We like to make fun of the IRS and some other agencies, but there's always good people within these agencies that are trying to work hard, want to do their job. They're paying taxes like you are. They don't want you to get stiffed any more than they want to get stiffed. But that's the IRS especially. It's a daunting task. You know, 4 million words. 4 million words in that code. There's nobody could know it. They probably should split it up like other places do. Split up the different departments or split up the different sections. You know? All right, the Department of Homeland Security, well, they've decided that we need a Ministry of Truth. A Ministry of Truth. DHS is standing up a new disinformation governance board to coordinate the countering misinformation. Didn't we just hear this tonight from Obama? That we have to fight back, we have to push back against misinformation. I mean, this is like the king of misinformation. And he's telling us we have to stand up against it. I guess, you know, yeah, sure. Sure, I'll stand up against it. So, they're going to coordinate misinformation related to Homeland Security. They're going to focus it specifically on irregular migration and Russia political reports. I mean, here's the thing. They're not going to focus on Russia. They're going to focus on what's going on here. They're going to focus on you and me. I don't care what they tell you. You heard Mayorkas or whatever his name was, talk about how they have it under control. You know, I could probably do 2-3 hours on his testimony today and the amount of lies that he laid out. Right? He kept saying, we put them in the process. I'm dumbing it down a little bit here. Well, what is the process? To put them on planes and let them loose in other parts of the country? To give a piece of paper that says to come back and they don't? Yeah, 92% of them don't come back for their court cases. And the ones that do come back, I don't know if you guys know this, the ones that do come back, close to 70% of them don't qualify. Right? And we've heard them say in the past that just because a judge says that they have to be deported doesn't mean they have to be deported. So they are above the law. Right? I'm just saying. I mean, if we're gonna call this stuff what it is, let's hit it hard. Let's call it what it is. That simple. She previously was a disinformation fellow at Wilson Center. This is Dina Jakowicz. She's going to head the board. She's going to be the executive director. Now, she was at the Wilson Center. She advised the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry as part of the Fulbright Public Policy Fellowship. She oversaw Russia and Belarus programs. Human events writer Jack Posblank says that Ms. Jakowicz once claimed the militarized Trump supporters would show up to the polls with weapons to intimidate voters. No misinformation there, huh? Ms. Jakowicz said that her new job will primarily focus on protecting free speech, right, privacy, civil rights, and civil liberties, because this administration has gone out of its way to protect all of those, haven't they? In other words, conservatives can expect to see their free speech kind of whittle away, don't you think? Come on, can we, really? If you don't think so, yeah, there's something wrong with you. This is they love this stuff. This is so good for them, what they believe. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, really get informed. That's the biggest part of it. I like this one. I never got to this one the other night, but I was going to. Kansas lawmaker doesn't want to share restrooms with a huge transgender colleague. You know what's funny about all this is that you've got these legislators that don't want to participate in the laws that they won't either change or the laws that they put in place. I've always found that interesting. Representative Cheryl Helmer made her stance known on April 23rd at the University of Kansas. I want to hit this real fast because it shows you the hypocrisy they have. They never thought it was going to bother them or hit them, and then when it does, you're like, well, wait a minute, we can't do this. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A German-based bank has a warning about the economy. Lance Pry reports.
Prepare for a major recession. That's a warning from Deutsche Bank, based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming our way. Deutsche economists now say there's a better than 50% chance a major recession will hit the dollar next year.
Family members, foreign dignitaries, and D.C. political elite poured into the Washington National Cathedral on Wednesday to mourn the loss of Madeleine Albright. She was the first female U.S. Secretary of State. Albright died of cancer last month at the age of 84. The tens of millions of Americans who agreed to take on student loans may hear soon what the Biden administration has decided to do regarding debt forgiveness. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president would decide before the pandemic-era relief expires on August 31st. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Boy, you'll get more Americana than that, huh? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You're listening to Joe Mazzini Show. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, we keep calling it the Biden administration, right? Should we call it the Biden, like, this administration? I mean, really, they're just so dishonest, disorganized, right? Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room and texting and tweeting, just being part of the conversation. All right, let me get back at it. Some of these stories I want to get to tonight. I don't want to leave them hanging. Right? There was a Kansas State representative that wasn't thrilled about having to share a restroom with a transgender Democrat colleague. Now, she made her stance known in April. She sent an email to the University of Kansas graduate student Brendan Riffle, who described himself as trans feminine. Now, you see all these little nuances, right? I was going to do this story. I'm not going to do it, but I was going to do this story about the differences of, right, the percentages that we're at, what's called, you know, what does transgender encompass? I mean, it is so mind-blowing. It's almost like it's so flowing and free as to who can call themselves a transgender. And frankly, to a degree, it's almost a joke. It's like I have absolutely no work done on my body. I have absolutely no hormones. But I'm working through my identity. And I identify as a female, so I'm transgender. Like that fellow that went to, yeah, you heard me, that fellow that went to a female jail, because he identifies as transgender. He impregnated two people at the jail. He's been caught, recorded, talking about this is a ruse. He just said it because he knew what he'd be able to get away with. And where is he today? He's still in that female jail. Okay? Why are these judges afraid to make rulings against these people? Why are the DAs afraid to make rulings against these people? Why are we not dealing with this in the truth of the way we should? Why? Because this administration, this group of people, doesn't want us to. See, remember, I wrote a book back in 2016. The only book I'll probably ever write. But anyway, it was called The Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's all the labels the left have given us, or given me, for that matter, or a guy like me, okay? And the very first chapter in the book is absolutes, absolutely not. You can't have absolutes, not for the left, because if you have absolutes, you've got to have a right and wrong, and you have to live by that right and wrong. If you have absolutes, you have to call them out. Here's the guidelines. Here's what's real. Here's what isn't. If you have absolutes, then science, when you base your decisions, you base these processes on science, then it's science for everybody. Right? Biology, the whole nine yards. I think that's why they started making so many inroads with abortion, for instance. You'll notice they don't even call it a blob of cells anymore. They know it's a baby. They call it a baby. Think about that. And yet the mother still has a right that, I like that, by the way, the Biden cartel, great. The mother still has the right to take the life of that child. And I want you to stop calling these people a mother. Hey, they stopped doing it. The left doesn't want you to even do that. You have to call them the birthing person. So what do you think we should call somebody who actually murders the baby? Can't call them the birthing person. All right, get me going. Anyway, so here we go again. You've got somebody sitting here who's got the ability to push these bills through, push these laws through, and they don't do it. They just complain. That simple. So stop complaining. Get your people on the floor. Get this done. Make a difference. And stop all the game play. I mean, seriously, stop all the game playing. Seriously, this is just craziness going somewhere to happen, okay? Anyway. All right, back to where I was. Where was I? There we go. I got to find my story sometimes. You know, Todd Starnes did a story that I thought was interesting. And frankly, it's not far-fetched at all. McCarthy now is being shown for who he was. I mean, years ago, I believe that McCarthy didn't make it. Now, some of my friends say, no, it was the Democrats. I go, no, it was the Republicans. But McCarthy didn't become Speaker of the House because of some of his transgressions. All right, I'll leave it at that. And at the time, yeah, the Democrats probably threatened to bring forward some of the stuff that he had done. But the Republicans were right on board with it because they didn't want him at the time. But Starnes says that McCarthy wanted Twitter to silence conservatives. That's exactly what he wanted. He goes on to say, McCarthy, leader of the House Republicans, is facing big problems right now. The New York Times released secret audio recordings that prove McCarthy was plotting against conservatives within his own caucus. Look, I know I'm the little guy, but I know these people. I've been around these people. I've been saying this for years. He is not one of us. And a lot of these guys that were going yay Trump, they weren't yay Trump by any stretch of the imagination. They wanted to ride his coattails until he went sideways, and then they're quick to either be quiet or start talking out against him. I knew people in the legislature that were like that. In the aftermath of the Capitol riot, he was caught on audio wondering if there was a way for big tech to silence conservatives who claimed the 2020 presidential election was rigged. He wanted them shut down. He literally asked out loud if there was a way to take away their Twitter accounts. He asked if we could take away conservative Twitter accounts. Is he really about freedom of speech? He ain't about freedom of your speech if you're a conservative, if you're not his kind of conservative. Republicans controlled Congress during the first 2 years of President Trump's administration. They had the opportunity to rein in big tech. They had the chance to stop Twitter and Facebook and Google from censoring conservatives. Do you know who's going to do that? The Dems. They're going to do as much damage as they can between now and, you watch, between now and November. All of a sudden, they're talking about big tech and how they're going to control them to a degree with legislation. What do you think? Right? Democrats are going to do it. We could have done it, had control of it, and made sure it was done right. We're not going to get that chance if we don't smarten up. And matter of fact, even if we get the House, knowing how McCarthy feels, you still think we're going to be okay? You still think we're going to get that chance? You still think you're going to have a right to freedom of speech? I look at this stuff. I tell you guys, stop looking at the R first. Look at what these people have done. Look what they've voted on. Look at what they're doing. You know now why they chose not to intervene. Why they chose not to stop the censorship. Turns out McCarthy was on their side. He didn't care about us. He cared about big tech. That in and of itself, as far as I'm concerned, should disqualify him from being a Republican, but at least being a part of the Republican leadership. Don't you agree? I mean, when do we start taking stances on this stuff? And I mean real stances. I'm not talking about rah-rah, yeah, let me get on the keyboard and tell those people at Facebook how stupid they are. I'm not talking about that. I want some real changes made. Real noise made, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Hey, these guys are great. The hypocrisy of the left just never stops, right? Now Pete Buttercheeks was pressed on the hypocrisy because he attended a no-mask-required event. Now the DOJ is appealing the Transportation Department's mandate for wearing masks in public places. Right? You know, buses, trains, airliners, that kind of thing. But don't you find it interesting that it never applies to them? Well, we were given hugs, so we didn't have masks on. Well, that will put you close. Well, we weren't close that long. CDC says, you know, I don't know, what is it, 15 minutes? Doesn't take you 15 minutes to give a hug. It's all good. I mean, it really is like dealing with a 16-year-old brat, isn't it? Joe, we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732. This is, some of you may not know this. This is the bullfighter song. It's exactly the song we need to have. You need to be at it all the time. Okay? I mean, seriously. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, just being part of the conversation. That's really the best way to do it. All right, let's go back. I love this stuff. Anyway, so we were talking about the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttercheeks. All right, now Pete has decided, they're going to fight the ruling from the judge about the mask mandates on planes and such. He says it's wrong. The CDC has the right, and he wants it. He wants to make sure that you're masked. So dangerous not to be masked. Oh, but wait a minute. He's not going to be masked. No, he's actually going to an event that is a maskless event. Anyway, so Buttercheeks reiterated White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci. He said that we're in a different moment in our fight against COVID. I think we're moving into a phase where personal risk assessment is where a lot of the decision-making is going to lie. He goes on to say, he says, I got it. But it's just when I introduced you, I was talking about the Justice Department's appealing the ruling. This is Brett Baer speaking to Pete. To keep mask mandates for public transportation right up your alley. Baer went on to say, don't you think voters will look at that and hold the Biden administration and Democrats responsible for something they really don't want? But Cheek says, well, the main consideration there isn't the politics of it. It's making sure there's clarity on public health authority that the CDC has. You know, realize that these what do you want to call them, subcommittees, sub-outlets, sub-departments, right? They're not constitutional. They're not mandated by the Constitution. The government has decided they need these little sub-departments to help them, but they don't have that kind of power, and nowhere has Congress given them that kind of power. So say many judges. So in other words, that would be important to pursue even if they're not going to use it, right? He said, and as you recall, it was actually set to expire within a few days of right now. So Baer wouldn't let up on him. He pressed forward. He asked about the disconnect between the mask-free parties in Washington and Americans traveling on public transportation. He said, you just told me you're going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The president's going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You're not mandated to wear a mask there, but the administration at the same time is fighting a lawsuit to mandate people on planes, trains, and other places to wear masks. So if you're sitting at home, there's a major disconnect here, don't you think? Now, as is always the answer, it's a non-answer. Pete says the lawsuit was about getting clarity on the legalities of it. No, it isn't. It is not. It is about saying that the CDC has the power to put the mask mandates back in place, and that's exactly what they're going to do. Right? That simple. He goes on to say, well, I think that most of us understand the difference between a hotel ballroom and an airplane. Right. I'm sure we don't know the difference. And again, a lot of this is about what authorities the CDC has. So even if they don't think we need it at all, they still want to make sure that we get clarity. Yeah, I mean, dancing around the issue, not really an answer. But as a practical matter, and I know this is confusing, if you're getting on an airplane, it's your call. It's up to you. And I think the most important thing right now is that everybody's treated with respect. He doesn't mean that, not by any stretch of the imagination. Why would he be fighting this thing? See, I think they're waiting to see how big of a backlash there is. I think they're waiting to see really what the pushback honestly truly is like before they decide what to do. Okay, that's why they're teetering on this game that they're playing. They always play the word wars or the word games. Christopher Rufo threatens a full-scale legal war against Randy Weingarten, right, over a doctor quote that she has. Now, Rufo is threatening to take legal action against the teacher's union boss for what he alleged was a deliberate misquote of his remarks. Now, Rufo is a writer for the City Journal, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, who's been outspoken in exposing wokeness in various institutions, including public schools. It was the subject of the attacks from Weingarten on Saturday during the appearance on, she's on MSNBC. I mean, don't worry about it. What are they going to go? 15,000 people watch that? Anyway, Rufo himself said to get a universal school choice, you really need to operate from a premise of universal public school distrust. To sow and grow that distrust, you have to create your own narrative frame and have to be brutal and ruthless in pursuing it. Right? That's what the American Federation of Teachers president wrote. Let's be clear about what Rufo was saying. This isn't about helping kids. This is about sowing distrust and chaos. Really? Not what he said. Rufo said, this is a doctor quote, delete it. Rufo told a union leader, or I'll wage a legal war against you, and as you have made up the middle part of the quote entirely, I will win. Randy combines two unrelated lines, fabricated the words to sow and grow that distrust to make it seem sinister. In the speech, I say the opposite. The teachers unions have created distrust. Well, listen, to a degree they have. When you hear how some of the unions spin this stuff, you know they have. The quote that Weingarten tweeted did combine two separate portions of Rufo's April 5th speech, and not in order which they were said. That's simple. While offering advice to Hillside students, Rufo said that they must engage in a narrative and symbolic war against, you know, when you talk about war, everybody thinks that we're talking about getting the guns out and start shooting a place up. That's not what we're talking about at all. And they know it. Deep down, they know it. They're the ones that are trying to sow fear and angst among people. The war is that you get up, you stand up, you open your mouth, and you don't stop pushing back on what you know to be falsehoods. And you have to be aggressive. I've been saying this for years. You need to be very aggressive. You cannot be timid in your pushback. And I know my Christian friends are having a heart attack right now. But I think you need to start looking at all the wars, skirmishes, whatever, that your God was for. My God, your God was for. How many times did he tell them to go into battle? The New Testament is filled with pick up your shield, pick up your sword, get ready to fight, so you can fight the fiery darts of the devil. Fight. He uses those words. I don't. I mean, I use them because he does. Why shouldn't I? Fight the good fight of faith. What does that mean? Break it down. You have to be very aggressive. You have to fight in the terms that you define. You have to stand your ground. You have to decide how far. You don't go into the fight not knowing how far you're willing to go with it. When you go into fight in order to win, you have to decide to what point you're going to take it, how far you're going to go with it, and whether you're willing to really step on it or not. You've got to be as ruthless as they are. Use your own language. You know, you guys have been listening for a while. You know what I always say, all right? We will never win if we keep playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules and they're using guerrilla warfare. We always say we're better than that. We don't play like that. We're not going to do that. Well, you better start. Now, I'm not talking about lying and cheating and stealing, but I am talking about you stand up, you get up, and you don't worry about who you offend with your words. I mean, seriously, what happened to the old days of, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? And I know words cut. I get it. There are certain people, if they call you a certain name or tell you that they have a certain opinion of you, it hurts. But you're not going to change it. You're not going to change it by bending or changing the way you do things to make them happy. If there's some truth to what they're saying, if you are being what they say you're being, then you need to do some reflection and change it, fix it, approach it differently. You know, I've had people for years tell me I'm too black and white about stuff, or I'm too sharp with the tongue. But we get stuff done. And maybe that's what it takes. Right? Rufo also urged his audience to attack the credibility of institutions, suggesting that damage is self-inflicted. I mean, when you're in institutions, I'm assuming and believing he's talking about colleges, higher places of learning, where they're sowing misinformation. No, they're planting it, sowing it, watering it, and trimming it. And you need to push back on that. You cannot let them get away with it. We really do need universal freedom of choice when it comes to what schools your kids go to, where parents put them, what they learn. Show us in your house. God bless. We'll be back in a little bit. If your station's not carrying the show for the full time, ask them why. We'll be back in a few minutes.